This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Wednesday, January 12th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, East versus West. Specifically, Russia and China on one side, United States and NATO on the other. Russia and China now both saying it openly. The riots in Kazakhstan, in their view, are an effort to create a new color revolution on a country with strategic geographic security implications for both the Russians and the Chinese. Speaking as part of a meeting of the Collective Security Treaty Organization Monday, this is sort of like a Russian-anchored counterpart to NATO, Russia's President Vladimir Putin said that the CSTO troops deployed to Kazakhstan were working to secure that nation. Kazakh President Kasym Jomart Tokayev requested military support last week, insisting that Kazakhstan was under attack from foreign terrorists. About 1,000 people have been injured during the violent clashes that followed. This is according to United Nations estimates. Kazakhstan's Interior Ministry claims that 18 police officers and military personnel have died. More than 1,300 have been wounded. At least 168 people have died in Kazakhstan since the outbreak of violence last week. Now, on Tuesday, the Chinese Foreign Ministry said it's extended a formal offer to Kazakhstan to send assistance quickly if requested. And all of this is happening against the background of talks between NATO, the United States and NATO on one side, and Russia on the other in Geneva over tensions regarding Ukraine. There were no breakthroughs after the initial round of talks on Monday. Instead, the opposite, with the American delegation saying that Moscow's request of a guarantee of no further eastward expansion of NATO is a non-starter. Just understand what that means. If NATO expands to include Ukraine, then any future conflict between Ukraine and Russia would require the rest of NATO, which is the United States, Canada, most of Western Europe, to come to Ukraine's aid. Fighting a war with Russia over Ukraine. Just think about whether or not that's really in the United States' national interest. Topic number 4, COVID. Washington Post slammed CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky for her interview with Brett Baer of Fox News on Sunday, during which she appeared to admit that the death statistics that the CDC has been putting out conflate those who died with COVID and those who died from COVID or of COVID. The Washington Post is more upset that this has given vaccine skeptics talking points than the fact that it appears the CDC has been giving us inaccurate information for the last 2 years, ramping up fear and giving our government overlords ammunition to insist on compliance with travel crackdowns, vaccine mandates, mask mandates, and so forth. This inaccurate data, or apparently inaccurate data, has been used to completely disrupt our lives and crash the global economy into a wall. Hashtag Great Reset. For globalists, this is a feature, not a bug. Meanwhile, airlines have canceled more than 20,000 flights here in the U.S. since Christmas Eve as coronavirus outbreaks in the industry have disrupted schedules. They can't find enough healthy people to fly. United Airlines reportedly has about 3,000 employees out sick as of this recording. And yet, it appears that the actual spread of the new Omicron variant is underreported. In other words, more people are probably infected with Omicron than the official numbers indicate. And the official numbers already show that this current spike is way beyond anything we've seen with the previous Delta and Alpha variants. The thing is, however, this is good news, because most of the people who are infected appear to have no symptoms whatsoever or mistake their symptoms for the common cold. Boston.com reports that samples from Boston area wastewater collected last week suggest that the official count is nowhere near the actual number of COVID-19 infections. They cite data from BioBot Analytics, which is a company based in Cambridge, Massachusetts, that collects wastewater data and tests for RNA virus particles. And BioBot Analytics said Thursday, undercounting is more substantial than it's ever been. This chart you're seeing here had to be modified by BioBot Analytics. They had to expand the y-axis by a factor of 5. They had to quintuple the height of the chart, in other words, to accommodate the new spike. This is showing actual virus in the wastewater of Boston. Now, the actual official COVID-19 numbers from the CDC, from state health agencies, nowhere near that kind of a spike. I mean, the previous spikes that caused all of the shutdowns, mask mandates, vaccine mandates, that's this. And this is now. But I'll say again, this is good news because it means the vast majority of people who are who have the virus inside of them either don't know it or can't tell it from a common cold, which means they're not bothering to get tested. And it also, here's the other bit of good news, it also means the mortality rate, the actual infection fatality rate for COVID-19, thanks to Omicron, is much, much lower than has been officially reported. That is good news. It should mean the end of all talk of vaccine mandates, travel restrictions, mask mandates, and so forth. We'll see if that's what happens, but the data, actual science, not the science trademark, but actual science is showing us that the pandemic has become an endemic. The virus has mutated into a form where we will just live with it like we do the flu and the common cold. Topic number three, and another sign of returning to normalcy, not comfortable news, but it appears that Americans are running out of money. One mystery of the labor shortage, which we've talked about here a number of times, is how is it people are quitting their jobs and not returning to the workforce? Why do we have record numbers of job openings and not enough people applying for these jobs? Well, it's because the government had enhanced unemployment benefits, but that money is running out because the federal assistance has ended and people are beginning to report more difficulty in paying routine bills. In the Census Bureau's Household Pulse survey, let me back that up because I'm not ready to move to the next slide yet. The Household Pulse survey, 46.7% of respondents said they had no difficulty paying usual household expenses, but by December, that number had fallen to 39.9%. The savings rate has dropped from 8.3% of monthly income before the pandemic to 6.9% in November, and census data shows more people are now using credit cards to pay for routine expenses. Again, this is not encouraging news. I take no joy in reporting these numbers because I've been through this kind of stress where you literally cannot make your mortgage payment, but just presenting this as evidence that we may soon see household finances compelling people to get back into the workforce and a return to some life as we knew it prior to COVID. Topic number two today. Now we move on. Archaeology is cool. We talked about the politics and how in Israel and how that's affecting archaeology there. But a couple of stories here that once again corroborate the biblical account that, yes, Israel was in the land prior to 1947. Dozens of inscribed clay seal impressions called bullae have been found on or near the Temple Mount and document the evidence or document the existence of two royal treasuries in Jerusalem in the late 8th century B.C. This would be toward the time of King Hezekiah, the time of the prophet Isaiah. Archaeologists said that these were used to manage storehouses for the kingdom of Judah during the first temple period. These bullae were used to secure cords that were securing a doorknob or a vessel containing coins or something, and the manager of the treasury would imprint his personal seal on the clay to make sure that, you know, because you couldn't get the doorknob open without breaking the seal. That's how they would secure it. These were recovered during the sifting of soil removed from the Temple Mount by excavations undertaken by the Waqf, which is the Jordanian organization that oversees the Temple Mount. Researchers say that these finds constitute concrete evidence of the existence of two central treasuries in Jerusalem managing the economy of the Kingdom of Judah, again, around the time of Hezekiah. And an 11-year-old girl in Israel has discovered a silver shekel coin that archaeologists say may date back to the time of the Great Revolt. This is just after the New Testament period or toward the end of the New Testament period in the first century when the Jews rebelled against Rome. This coin also found during this soil sifting project going through the dirt removed from the Temple Mount. The coin was engraved with the words second year, which suggests it was minted during the second year of the Great Revolt in the years 67 or 68 AD. On the other side of the coin, an inscription marking the headquarters of the high priest and next to it in the words in Hebrew, Holy Jerusalem. So again, more evidence that yes, Virginia, the Jews have been in Israel for more than 2,000 years. Coming up, how you can see Jerusalem with us. Skywatch TV and cows in virtual reality. These are not virtual cows, but actual cows enjoying VR. I'll explain next on 5 and 10.
Call now and get Pentagon analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis' brand new book, Give Me Liberty, Not Marxism, along with his groundbreaking best-selling book, Progressive Evil, and Dr. Thomas Horn's explosive original expose on the Marxist-driven deep state cabal, Shadowland, with the Shadowland Companion DVD. This is an exclusive offer for our Skywatch television audience. Yours for a donation of $35 plus shipping and handling. Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis' brand new book, Give Me Liberty, Not Marxism, examines what current American leaders, including the Biden administration and his allies, intend for the United States that may very well usher in a biblical prophetic end times, reveals the growing support in America for Marxist ideologies, socialism, communism, progressivism, and what that means for America, explains the Marxist satanic and occult history, which influences America's ongoing cultural revolution, provides Christ-centric and pre-rapture recommendations should we come under the grip of a Marxist one-world government, and so much more. This incredible special offer also includes Colonel Robert McGinnis' best-selling work, Progressive Evil, which reveals precisely how radicals in government and in our very own communities are steadfastly redefining America's rights, institutions, and ideals, making her globally irrelevant for the end times. But that's not all. You'll also receive Dr. Thomas Horn's groundbreaking expose, Shadowland, with the Shadowland Companion DVD, which includes the original five-part Skywatch television investigative series deemed too hot for network television, not available anywhere outside this exclusive offer. This book and DVD series exposes the deep state actors from the Clintons and Obama to Joe Biden and the occult elite who are at war with Christianity and America's destiny, demonstrates the diabolical body count lists and sacrificed whistleblowers who have attempted to thwart the plans of the global elite, and discloses the occult concepts and practices of a mysterious D.C.-based shadow empire. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of $85. Yours now for a donation of only $35, plus shipping and handling while supplies last. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime Skywatch TV exclusive offer. The Give Me Liberty Patriot Package. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, virtual reality comes to the dairy barn. Cows cooped up inside for the winter are being fitted out with virtual reality glasses so they think they're outside in a pleasant summer meadow to relax them and make them feel better because contented cows apparently produce more milk. These headsets were developed by veterinarians and first tested on a farm in Moscow. A cattle breeder in Turkey named Izzet Kocak has now put them on two cows on his farm in Aksaray, Turkey, and he says results are good. The output of the cows has gone from 22 liters a day to 27 liters a day. That is almost a 25% increase. He had previously tried playing classical music for his cows. He said that kind of worked, but this is so much better. He's buying 10 more headsets. And because they're less stressed when they think they're outside in a pleasant meadow, they give more milk. Welcome to the moo tricks. It's a long way to go for a punchline. Well, Skywatch TV is looking forward to a pleasant summer here, hosting children at Whispering Ponies Ranch. And all the work that we do here, the support that you give us, helps finance the construction work ongoing at Whispering Ponies Ranch. Right now, a new play area under construction. And to help thank you for your support for that construction work, we are offering the limited edition Defender Family Bible. This is the King James translation, the Defender Bible, with the expanded Apocrypha that includes the Book of Enoch. We will offer this to you for your gift of $300 or more. In addition to the Defender Family Bible, you get a $100 gift certificate to the Skywatch TV store. Spend any way you like. A gift box from Whispering Ponies Ranch, which includes Joe Horn's music CD This Time Around. Some excellent, excellent praise and worship music on that disc. For your gift of $1,000 or more, the gift box from Whispering Ponies Ranch, the Defender Family Bible, a $300 gift certificate to spend at the Skywatch TV store, and invitations to tour the ranch, take a group photo with the staff there and the staff of Skywatch TV, an invitation to join us at our sponsor's banquet at the 2022 Defender Conference and an invitation to attend a taping here at the new Skywatch TV studios. That for your gift of $1,000 or more. You can find out more online or give online by visiting skywatchtvstore.com or by calling us toll-free during regular business hours, 844-750-4985. You're looking for some informative, cutting-edge documentaries to educate yourself? Check out skywatchfilms.com, skywatchfilms.com, our new site where we've collected all of the documentaries produced by Skywatch TV here in the last 6 years. This includes our latest, The Great Delusion, Josh Peck's expose of the UFO movement, and Tom Horn's Secret Destiny of America, the occult symbolism built into the art and architecture of the Washington, D.C., and what it prophesies for America's future. That and more of these documentaries available for seven-day rentals for as little as just $3. You can also purchase unlimited access. Find out more online, skywatchfilms.com. That's skywatchfilms.com. Our Skywatch TV Israel tour. We've had to move the date, thanks to COVID-19, four times now. We're praying that this is the last time. We are now targeting and scheduling March of 2023. Sharon and I, with our colleagues Donna Howell and Allie Henson, and our good friend Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, will take you on a tour of the Holy Land like no other. March 19th through 30th of 2023. You can get a sample itinerary and a breakdown of costs online at skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. This week on Skywatch TV, speaking of prophecy, Gary Stearman and Bob Ulrich of our good friends at Prophecy Watchers join Tom Horn, Joe Horn, and the Skywatch investigative team to talk about the 10 kings of Daniel chapter 7. Who are these 10 kings? And why does prophecy say, why does the Bible tell us they have no kingdom? They've got a really, really intriguing answer that seems especially relevant now in this age of deplatforming and cancel culture. You can watch our broadcast program at well, we've got the schedule for when and where you can find our over-the-air broadcasts at skywatchtv.com/channels. But the easy way to do it is just add our channel to your Roku or Apple TV device, and that way we'll be there whenever you click the remote. Better yet is add our mobile app to your smartphone or tablet. It's a free download, and it gets you all of our video content, news the mainstream media wants you to miss, a calendar of upcoming events, and free excerpts from my book, The Second Coming of Saturn. We just released, I think, chapter 17. They're chapter-length excerpts, so I think part 17 was what was just released. But by the time the broadcast shows about the book actually make it to our network affiliates, most of the book will already be out there, and you can access it for free on your smartphone or tablet if you have the Skywatch TV mobile app for iOS or Android or Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. Works on all of those, and to make it easy, we've got links to the app stores posted at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.